Welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. I've got Corey Place here.
Hey, guys.
Sue Hall. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. Really good. Yeah, 2024 is off to a great start.
So exciting.
Yes. Yeah. We were just saying how it's not quite favorable yet. Yeah.
No, but the more you talk about it, the more you realize that it's happening to everybody. Like, everybody's got, you know, some dust under the rug that they're just trying to clear out before spring comes. And so. Yeah.
And it's growth.
Anyway.
You know what I mean?
Is
like, you go through some rough stuff.
Yeah.
You get to be a better person or better at whatever you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to be tied into the city sewer. Not
exactly.
Not going to be in septic anymore.
Yeah.
So much growth from that.
So much growth.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I have a girlfriend that's a life coach that was asking me a few months ago, have you chosen your word for the year? And I was like, no, I will choose my word for the year later on, but I am not like,
I did choose my word.
I got to get, what was your word for the year?
Balance, and I'm trying
like
to
that.
Balance in everything, you know?
I like that.
Yeah.
I picked the wrong word.
Let's hear it, Sue.
I had a client that like, you wanted me to like, make the plans better. He's like, I want you to challenge the architect. I'm like, ooh, I like that. And I like did a really good deep dive and we had a good session and like came up with some really great things. I'm like, challenge. I'm going to challenge myself. So I made my word challenge. What the actual.
And the universe took that literally.
I know. They're just like we're just going to throw some dice at you and see how you.
Let's see how you like challenge. Yeah.
Anyway. Oh, but it's good. We will grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next year, I'm going to just do like.
I'm going to do like
$1 million. That's what happens, you know?
My word is a figure and the figure is $1 million. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yes.
Great. Well, should we get into a good review first, I guess?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is a 5-star review from Woot 2348.
Nice.
She said, he or she said, I love all forms of visual design and this is hands down the best podcast for interior design. Aw. It's awesome.
Thanks, Woot.
Yeah. The hosts have a great dynamic and they are brilliant at painting a picture with their words. I feel like I've seen all of the beautiful homes they describe. My home is styled more beautifully because of the lessons from this podcast. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. I'm so glad that she's able to see what we're trying to describe without being able to fully see it. You know, I mean, I know we're on YouTube, by the way, everybody knows this now that's been listening and the numbers still show obviously way more people listen to it than watch it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try and do a much better job now that you can visually see us at trying to describe it. But I'm glad that you can tell what we're trying to say with just our words.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That was like an apprehension we had in starting the podcast. They were like, is this really going to like make sense to people? So
yeah,
glad it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So great.
Awesome.
We are going to do today's episode on reupholstering versus buying new.
Mm-hmm. Or refinishing.
Yeah. Like refinishing a dining table. Mm-hmm. This is like an age-old debate. And I know growing up, my mom had things reupholstered rather than buying new. And I was like, what an awesome thing. Like, it feels like a brand new couch. It's so much more economical, we think, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's an interesting thing now that we're in the industry that we've learned that, well, you could have a new thing or you could buy something brand new for the same price.
Yeah.
So if you're obsessed with that, if it's such a special frame, then we should absolutely rescue it and reupholster it. But don't think that you're doing it to save money is basically what we've learned. And Nancy Drew over here, Suzanne Hall, has called all the local upholsterers in town that we have had things reupholstered with from clients that have a really special silhouette or frame. And Suzanne actually had her own painful experience of having a very special rocker reupholstered. Do you want to tell them that story?
I will. And you know what? There are certain things of like you want, like we both love vintage. Mm-hmm. You know, we love vintage frames. We love like that sense of something that no one else has, right? And I think like homes, like you can tell when they have something that's like super special. So those are the moments that you want to like do this. But when we were having our second child, we had Manolo and we just bought this house. We're redoing the rooms. And I'm like, I want to find like an awesome piece. It's not a huge space. So what I have in there needs to be important. And I found this old Victorian like East Lake rocker with like these rad moldings and everything in great condition. It rode pretty great. Like as far as like the springs on it, everything was awesome, but the fabric was terrible and it needed some refinishing. So I embark, I find like this like awesome yellow, like this golden saffron colored velvet. I know I need to get it refinished. And I like, we schlep it on up to our guy that's going to like reupholster and refinish it for me. And I call it the golden rocker because not only is it golden, but it feels like it cost me like a brick of gold to make. I think that that's like what we need to just like kind of discuss with everybody is that like we get and we support sustainability and we don't want to fill landfills. So if it's awesome, and I think this is like just proof that you should buy awesome in the first place. Yeah. If it's worth investing in, go ahead and invest in it. If it's going to be something heirloom, you know, that you're going to pass on, be like, that rocker is awesome. And I can see it in lots of places in my house now, but just know going into it how much it costs. Cause I want to say probably from start to finish on this rocker that I probably got for like maybe $200 on Facebook Marketplace ended up costing probably about $1,800 to reupholster, refinish for the fabric, for like the labor, for the new fill. I think that's a lot of the insides is what people don't consider when they're about to like embark on something like this. Like, does it need new padding, new cushioning, new batting, new nail heads?
Springs.
Yeah, new springs, new coils.
New webbing.
It was from the late 1800s.
Yeah.
So it needed some upgrades.
It needed everything.
And so like at the end, I had it like probably a $2,000 rocker. You know, with all in. Is it awesome? Is it beautiful? Yes. And like, but like me not knowing that number then, like would I have embarked on that? Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Especially anyway, time too, like coordinating it all.
Yeah. You had to babysit that thing till it was done. You got yourself a project.
I got myself a project. And so some people love that. Some people love that project, but I think it was more just like the dollar amount of just like understanding how much that actually costs, you know, versus buying new.
And we know we've got interior designers listening on the podcast and those of you that are interior design enthusiasts. And so sometimes you guys wonder, hey, maybe I'll just reupholster my dining chairs, or you think you're going to take on a project like this. And we were like, we should just be very realistic with the data that we can collect on a podcast. So all of us can just have this information in the back of our head. So when we do see that awesome Facebook Marketplace, East Lake Rocker sitting there, instead of a $200 price tag, we'll see a $10,000. Yeah. We'll see a $2,000 price tag. So, and then we'll decide, is that what I want to pay? Or would I rather just have a new rocker that rides and reclines and, you know, cause you probably could have had something like that for $2,000. Yeah, right. Sure. Yeah. So anyway, interesting topic. Yeah. And you might have a guy, I think I've got a neighbor that must have a guy that does it for really affordable. Cause every time I go over to her house, she's got a reupholstered something else that's brand new. She reupholsters stuff. Yeah. Yearly. So you might have a really great connection where you're going to be able to get the labor for a really good deal. Because I do think the labor is probably the most expensive piece, or it's as expensive as the fabric. So give us some numbers.
Okay. I would say like, again, the national average, like when I was looking this up, was about $30 to $60 a yard for upholstery
for the fabric.
Yeah. Sorry, not the labor. But for like, in my experience, I'm like, you're closer to $80 to $100 per yard for the fabric. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have a sofa that's going to take, I would say like they have some lower numbers. I think a sofa takes about 20 yards.
Yeah.
20 yards. So if you're $100 a yard and you need 20 yards of that, you're $2,000 in just fabric alone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And like on the high end for like sofas, you are about $1,800. Like I would say minimum, depending on the detail. Again, every one of these is going to like, depending on like the cushions, the fills, the, like the level of detail that you're reupholstering. Like, but like with the $1,800 labor plus a $2,000 fabric, you're $3,800 for recovering your sofa.
That's not including the fills. Yeah. Or the mechanics of the chair. Mechanic,
or if there's like any like wood, they have to refinish or anything. So that's just like basic numbers. Mm-hmm. Like you're probably around that, you know, $35,000 to $4,000.
It's just to put that fabric on the sofa and not do anything extra to it. Yeah. If you need the feet refinished, if you've got, you know, an outback that's wood or some sort of detail, then that's going to be more numbers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So like it can grow.
So are you saying maybe it's $4,000 to reupholster a sofa? Yeah. So yeah, you know, you
could. I would say like probably $3,000 to $4,000, depending on the length and the size of, and like the actual.
And the amount of fabric. Yeah. So there's variable in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's for like a sofa. For, it was interesting, like even for the dining chair, they had it as a lot less.
I think they showed it as $600 to reupholster a side dining chair, not the host or hostess.
No.
Right?
Yeah. And I just wanted to like give an experience here because we had a client out in Amarillo who like wanted this certain fabric and it was beautiful. And we you know, got a frame like from an affordable vendor that we have. Mm-hmm. We, you know, had them recovered and we did the calculations. And by the end, we were about $2,200.
Per chair.
Per chair.
Wow.
To have it reupholstered. Uh-huh. Oh, to buy the we new chair.
Less expensive frame because the frame wouldn't be low, but then yeah. We knew that she wanted this fabric. And then we got the fabric, we reupholstered it, but it was a back, it was a front back, it was a seat, you know, mm-hmm. the whole thing. It was about $2,200 per chair. Mm. You could definitely buy something, you know, yeah. In grade new. For that.
From an expensive vendor.
From a very expensive.
From vendor. One of our finest vendors. Yeah.
That could be a reason to do it though. I mean, if you can't find that certain fabric or, you know,
yeah.
A chair in that fabric that you want, you're like, if you're in love with the fabric and not necessarily the chair, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. But that like that was like really revealing to me. I'm like, hey, you're about $2,200 for a chair. And that's not even like leather, you know, that's just fabric.
Wow.
You
know?
So like, and then when how much
a yard was that fabric just for funsies?
I bet it was probably like 120. Like
Schumacher or something.
Yeah. So like it climbs up. Point being that it's just like, it adds up. Mm. Like with all of our projects, like once you really like start to stare at the numbers, it just all adds up. So just like know that you're going to spend more than you thought, you know, mm-hmm. to recover things. So just make sure it's like something you really, really want. And I would say that for most things, like to customize, I think a lot of people say, you know, like when you're going to do a banquette or something integrated, they're like, okay, I'm going to have to do something custom for this. And I'm going to contact, you know, my finish worker, my cabinet maker, whoever's building it to try and figure out how to make this thing when that's not their everyday job. Mm. So they're not going to like know how best like to make it more comfortable. They're not going to like probably have all the resources to make it great and to be worth the amount that it's going to cost.
You're going to get the guinea pig.
It's going to be, we have a couple companies here that I would trust them to make a banquette if it's like integrated with the design and that makes sense. But a lot of times like you have a banquette and it made more sense to go to the furniture vendor that like they do that every day.
Oh yeah.
They know how to make the perfect pitch.
Also, yes. Also they can make it custom every 2-inch increments. So you can tell them what length you need it. You buy the corner and then you buy the two lengths that you need. And I bought mine 9 years ago when I put my house in. And I think mine was probably $16,000 to $18,000 retail.
Whoa.
We have a brand new one on the floor today from a different vendor, similar price point as mine. Granted, mine sits like a dream. It's my most comfortable seat in the house. I prefer that to my office chair.
Really?
And I have an Aeron chair. Yeah. Like if I'm going to be working on something for a long time, I go sit Indian style on the banquette and I pull the dining table up and I open my laptop. I'll sit there all day and work on something like, I got to give a talk or something like that.
Yeah.
I just like bask in the light. It's my favorite seat. If you have guests come over and we sit down and we're eating, we'll stay all night in that thing. It's been the best money I've spent and it keeps my whole family together and I would totally do it again. We have one sitting on the showroom floor, similar vendor, really amazing fabric, leather seat. So you can wipe it off, high-end fabric on the back. It's $30,000 for the banquette. And it's like,
pricey.
It's like buying a sectional, for your kitchen and it's all 8-way hand tied. They say building a dining chair is like building a bridge. It's got to hold a lot of weight. You got to be able to lean back on it. It's sprung. It's made like a sofa's made. It's really frustrating for people to understand those numbers, but I just feel like we should say this out loud because we're all in this industry. We love it. We all dream of a banquette and it is going to be the thing that gets used. It gets used, like, I'd say more than my sofa, more than my wingback chairs. We live on that thing. We love it.
Yeah. It's because it's like, can fit so many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this is where we can gather rather than like, standing around an island or something like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have like a straight run or something like your turn, one of our designers, she did one like in her dining room and she wanted a banquette. And so she was kind of telling me some of those numbers and like, you can get them from like big box, like West Elm or Crate and Barrel and things, and they can make them, and that's a less expensive way to do it. But to customize it, like I was looking at some of our numbers just from like, we did a banquette in a casita and that was about, I want to say it was like 14,000, 15,000 for the banquet, you know? And at that point, mm-hmm. you know, all the banquets that like when I was looking at them were like from like 15,000 upwards of 25,000.
If you're going to turn a corner, if this isn't just a straight run. It's a straight run with a corner with another straight run. So it's kind of like buying a sofa sectional.
It's
a lot. And they alligator clip together. Mm-hmm. They have a ton of legs. It's a full endeavor. expensive.
Like, whether you're a furniture vendor or you're customizing something like that from a reputable, like there's ranges for all these like different like cost to reupholster. And some of them are low, like for a dining chair, I want to say it was like from $200 to $600 to reupholster. Mm-hmm. When I talked to my guy, he's like, when I've studied out all the guys in our area that I would trust, he's like, lean toward the higher. If you want it done well, like lean toward the higher, and then there's still variables there. So like,
You get what you pay for in that situation.
You get what you pay for. Yeah. But I think people are just like, it's a dining chair. Like, surely that's not going to cost me more than a couple hundred dollars, but mm-hmm. like you need your fabric and you want someone that's not like, if you want to keep this, if you're going to the efforts to like take it to the place, to have them rip it apart, to then deliver it back on Christmas morning and it only lasts you for so long. Like that's so disappointing. You still spent, $500 to $1,000 on it. Mm. So it's something to really consider when you're like trying to decide whether to buy new or whether to reupholster. Just make sure you love it.
Yeah.
So
it's great.
Yeah. But like on actual, like we talked about sofas, talked about like club chairs. I think the if you just like your lounge chairs, mm-hmm. like it's probably like around like $1,000, $1,000, $1,500, depending on the complexity to reupholster that. And you're probably going to need 8 yards for that. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the sofa sectionals. Let's talk about sectionals for a second, mm-hmm. because I think like most people, especially in their family rooms, people love a sectional.
Yeah, they live on them.
And they're expensive to begin with. When you buy the sectional mm-hmm. to start, even like from restoration, they're still expensive. From Pottery Barn, they're expensive. From us, you know, like it's a lot of engineering. It's a lot of sofa, mm-hmm. you know, fills, fabric, labor to create this thing. And then like we just had the experience with my sister who has a great sectional that she bought from us. It's beautiful. The fabric still looks good. Mm-hmm. The frame is great. But she has a dog that like goes and plops himself right in front of the window
the
when everybody leaves.
Probably weighs 120 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big golden retriever. And he just like, he loves this corner of the sofa. She has like athletes for like kids. They have friends. Like they just like, they've gone, this is their second sectional in probably the last like 15 years mm-hmm. since we've been working together. And like right now she's just like, I wonder if like, she's like, she's washed, you know, all of the actual covers, mm-hmm. you know, and she's like, it's still like those cushions are just, they've been collapsed, especially where Blue is sat, right? Blue is the dog. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, let me get a quote to just like get new foam for like, or new inserts for all of your, mm-hmm. you know, cushions. And that came back and it's $2,500 just for like for her sectional cushions. Noted the sofa itself was like probably close to $20,000 to begin with.
Yeah, it's
so
huge.
It was a great investment. It's a huge sofa, mm-hmm. like incredibly well built, probably like our best like American vendor here in North America. And so like it was really well done. And so like in that sense versus paying another $20,000, it is worth.
Yeah, to get new fills.
Even though you're just like, ah, dude, $2,500 for cushion inserts.
Yeah.
It's still worth it to like give that, you know, another 10, 15 years, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And so I thought that was just like a really interesting number. I'm like, I just share that with you just so you know that it's an option that mm-hmm. like you can always have. You have something great and the fabric still looks good. You can get new inserts mm-hmm. and get a quote on it.
If that sofa is still
be made
available or if the vendor is still in business, right?
But even if it's not, you can go to like a local person.
Oh, that's
true. They can make inserts for you.
They sure could, yeah.
You know, cut the foam down, but it's not cheap. Is what I'm just trying to say.
Yeah.
And if it is cheap, be careful on that.
Great. So, that's great advice.
Yeah. But we talked about dining chairs. We talked about club chairs, sofas.
Tables.
Oh, let's talk about tables. This is one of those things that where I'm like, the thing that we probably customize the most because we have a lot of opportunities because we work with so many vendors to customize sizes. You know, if you're in the design industry, you know that like companies have like made to measure options. We can make a dining table X, you know, long. But there's some that like even outreach that. So we have clients that like they want a seat 20 to 24 at a time. We're going to have to customize that. Mm-hmm. And so we'll make these tables and that's a good reason to go custom is to show them a great example and to make that. For some tables that you might have in your home, like we have a beautiful conference table mm-hmm. here in our conference room and we had it like we made it for Trolley when we were mm-hmm. at that location. And I don't know how much it was at that point to have built, because that was when we did have custom built.
Yeah.
Do you want to share that?
I don't remember the number.
Okay. Well,
it was,
anyway.
It was for sure was, north of 10,000.
Yeah. And yeah. it was worth, like, that investment was yes. worth refinishing. And so, Corey, yeah. how much was it to refinish?
About $2,500.
About $2,500.
So well, it looks well
brand
worth
new
it.
Though.
Yeah.
It's solid white oak. It's yeah. a beautiful table. It looks brand new.
It does.
Like we even went lighter on the stain this time and it's so beautiful. You wouldn't even know that it was a day old when we delivered it back. So I'm like, that $2,500 was so well worth
saved
it.
Saved a ton of money.
Ton of money. Yeah.
Because yeah, we didn't. Department likes that.
Yeah.
I know. I know. And we had another client that, again, like the table, I don't think was anything to cut, but it was solid wood. And she's just like, we want to refinish it. She was an older gal. And like that was $2,000. So around that's what you're looking at to refinish a dining table. Like a long rectangular dining table is about like probably $2,000 to $2,500, I think is a mm-hmm. safe bet.
Yeah.
Depending on how you're finishing it. I think and both of them were stain grade too.
Yeah.
If it's painted, that could be a different story, but.
Yeah, and that's actually a good price today, I would yeah. say. That's if great. You still like the table, trying to buy a big, long dining table brand new today is going to be at least double or triple that.
Oh, yeah.
So getting yeah. that refinished is great. Or you could probably buy a used table or a beautiful antique one and have it refinished and still come out ahead of buying a brand new one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
If you like the time and research and finding and having to babysit it until it's done, or if you're a designer, you probably have good resources. And that kind of gives you an idea of a number to put in your budget. If you think, you know, if you're trying to make the numbers balance on what they want to spend on their dining room,
yeah.
that's a $2,500 is a good number for a refinished table.
Yeah. So yeah, I think tables are worth it. Heirlooms are worth it. Like sentimental is worth it. Like,
yeah.
But just like know what's going to cost going into it. I think just like saying, going to a firm, like an upholsterer and saying like, I want a sofa and I want you to build it for me and I want it to be custom and I want it to do, just know that there's more resources. When we first like opened,
yeah,
we had, it was like a leather tufted sofa, right? That we had a vendor make, like just a local upholstery guy make. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't great.
Sat like a rock.
It wasn't great. It didn't wear great. The upholstery details and the lining up of everything. There's so many intricacies.
Yeah.
The good furniture and like long lasting furniture that's not going to hit the landfill,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are important, you know, then when you pay any amount of money, you want it to be good.
Yeah.
And things. And I just remember like, that was a really good lesson. Like when we saw it come to the showroom, I think we were all really underwhelmed for the amount it cost.
Mm-hmm.
So just to say that you did it custom, I think that that's sometimes like a word that people like to boast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's worth it all the time. So just make sure you know who's making your sofa. You've seen their work. It's worth the money mm-hmm. if you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I still like every time I look at the golden
I think
rocker,
if it's local,
I still love it.
Yeah. I think so. If it's a local upholstery shop, all of that holds true. Yeah. Now you can do custom through your vendors mm-hmm. yeah. that are custom making these things in North Carolina. And I would say we customize things all the time through them, but that is what they do. They have tradesmen that go to school for that and they've been doing it for 100 years and they're the best at it. Yeah. So we're just saying like your local vendors versus,
like a local shop down the street.
Yeah.
Like, here's a picture of a sofa. I want you to recreate it. And you think you're going to save money
yeah.
or it's going to be better. Like
sometimes you're just creating Frankenstein.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Cause you don't know the dimensions. They're like, well, this is what I did for the last one. And you look at it and you're like, boy, it's just got such a big, tall back cushion. It looks geriatric, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, can you cut that down? And it's already done. Yeah. Yeah. And then they just keep adding on to it. So you have to be really good at design or just love that heirloom piece and you love the form and the frame and it's worth putting the money into it.
When we're designing furniture.
Yeah.
We always have a couple like,
samples.
Yeah.
Oh like yeah. White samples.
Iterations of it.
Totally.
And I mean,
and
that's,
you tweak it
yeah.
Like.
And that's why it's important to go to the people that are doing this every day. Cause they've already done that tweaking. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have to, you know, hold someone's hand or tweak that yourself. So yeah. I mean, it's a process.
It's
so,
a total process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was like the main points we want to make is just like,
yeah, do your homework.
Do your homework.
Know what it's going to cost for sure. Weigh and balance that. against what you were hoping to pay, if that's worth it to you, or if you have a client that you're just really upfront with that information. Because, you know, Sue might not have decided to go ahead with the golden rocker had she known the real price tag when she started. Or the emergency remodels.
Who knows?
Had you known.
Also, yeah. If you're like, I want to like do this because I don't want to put it in a landfill. Like, you know, there's someone that will take that for free.
Oh yeah. That's you what Facebook what I mean? Marketplace is
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly. Like totally. Get online, sell it. Give it away, you know, maybe, yeah, give it away to maybe like a younger sibling or something that needs some furniture. It doesn't have to go in a landfill. Mm-hmm. Maybe some things should, but yeah.
Yep.
That's an alternative to doing that. And then just buy new and then everyone's happy. Everyone wins.
You guys, my boys do look really cute on the golden rocker though, when they roll on that thing. So I'm just like, every time I'm like, okay, it's paying me back in dividends.
I also
right
feel
now.
Like
it's really cute.
That silhouette in the room makes it. Yeah. And you're like, what is that? Yeah, it's so beautiful.
And sometimes you need that piece and that's worth the investment, mm-hmm. you know, and then you'll be proud of it and you'll keep it forever. So anyway, just know when you want to, you know?
Yep. Yeah, great. That's great. Right. Thanks so much, Sue, for doing the research on that. I think knowledge is power. So hopefully this has been helpful for you guys. Yeah,
yes.
Totally. Thanks so much for listening. Join us by following at Alice Lane Home on Instagram and Alice Lane Home Interiors on Instagram. And we're even on TikTok, those of you that like it. It's a little more behind the scenes, a little more about our personality. So you can catch us there too. And check out at alicelanehome.com. Sign up for our insiders newsletter so that you can be the first to know all things Alice Lane. We'd love it if you guys would subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. For any questions or topic ideas, you can email us at dearalice@alicelanehome.com. And we will catch you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.